Chapter 8, Rosh Hashanah, Commitment, Memory, and Deed. Essay 1. Rosh Hashanah, observed on the first and second days of the Jewish year, Tishrei 1 and 2, is unique among the festivals of the Jewish calendar. Unlike the other festivals which mark a particular event in Jewish history and the Jewish experience, Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of a universal event, the creation of the first man and woman and their first actions toward the realization of mankind's role in God's world. Accordingly, Rosh Hashanah is the festival that emphasizes the universal rather than the distinctly Jewish aspect of our mission in life. On Rosh Hashanah, we proclaim God sovereign of the universe and dedicate ourselves to the goal that every object shall know that you have made it, and every creature shall understand that you have created it, and every thing that has the breath of life in its nostrils shall proclaim, God, the God of Israel, is king, and his sovereignty rules over all. The shofar, the ram's horn sounded on Rosh Hashanah, represents the trumpet blast of a people's coronation of their king. The cry of the shofar is also a call to repentance, for Rosh Hashanah is also the anniversary of man's first sin and his repentance thereof. It is thus the first of the 10 days of repentance, which culminate in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Another function of the shofar is to recall the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, which occurred on this date, in which a ram took Isaac's place as an offering to God. We evoke Abraham's readiness to sacrifice his son, and plead that the merit of this deed should stand by us as we pray for a year of life, health, and prosperity. For Rosh Hashanah is the day on which the deeds of man are weighed, and his sustenance for the year allotted by the supernal judge and provider. These themes are expressed in the special prayers of the day, which include a section on sovereignty, a section on God's remembrance of all creations on this day, and a section called Shofarot, on the various aspects of the central mitzvah of the day, the sounding of the shofar. Each section is followed by 10 soundings of the shofar. Altogether, the shofar is sounded 100 times in the course of the Rosh Hashanah service. Rosh Hashanah customs include eating a piece of apple dipped in honey to symbolize our desire for a sweet year, wishing one another, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year, and reciting Tashlich, a special prayer said near a body of water, an ocean, river, pond, etc., in evocation of the verse, cast their sins into the depths of the sea, Micha 7:19. Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. The implications of the year having a head, as opposed to merely a beginning, is the subject of the first essay in our chapter on Rosh Hashanah, The Neurology of Time. The second essay of this chapter, The Man in Man, discusses the significance of Rosh Hashanah as the birthday of mankind and the role of man in creation. To Will a World explores the Kabbalistic idea that every Rosh Hashanah the universe reverts to its primordial pre-human state, and the divine will for creation must be reawakened through the sound of the shofar. Our closing essay, A Glass of Milk, addresses the apparent dichotomy between Rosh Hashanah, serving as the day of the divine coronation, and the fact that we avail ourselves of this most sublime moment to request our mundane, everyday needs from God. The Neurology of Time. On Rosh Hashanah it is inscribed, and on Yom Kippur it is sealed. How many shall pass on, and how many shall be born? Who shall live, and who shall die? Who shall rest, and who shall wander? Who shall be impoverished, and who shall be enriched? Who shall fall, and who shall rise? From the Musaf Prayer for Rosh Hashanah. It's all in the head is a fairly accurate description of every man's reality. If you stub your toe and cry out in pain, it is only because the event has been detected by your brain, and your brain has so chosen to so react to the experience. Everything you sense, know, and feel relates to the universe between your ears. Any action you take is first conceived, considered, and executed inside the head. And whatever occurs within the head has a profound effect upon the external person. An injury to the brain, God forbid, or the alteration of its chemical constitution, will affect the function and behavior of the entire body. Neurologists have even learned to evoke certain external responses or improve the function of a certain faculty by stimulating the corresponding area of the brain. What is true of the human being is also true of another of God's creations, time. Time, too, has a body and a brain, a persona and a mind. We are accustomed to regarding time as a string of segments. Second follows second, hour follows hour, Monday follows Sunday. Special days, Shabbat, Rosh Hashanah, Passover, each have their place in the sequence and months mapped out by our calendar, preceded and followed by the ordinary days that separate them. This, however, is a most perfunctory perception of time. Just as a description of the human body in purely physical terms, hair, skin, bone, blood, flesh, sinew, and brain tissue, classified slowly by their spatial juxtaposition to each other, is a most superficial vision of man. Time is a complex organism, whose various organs and faculties interact with each other, each fulfilling its individual function and imparting its effect upon the whole. God created the whole of time, every age, millennium, century, year, and second of it as a single, multifaceted body. It is only that we, finite and temporal creatures that we are, encounter its limbs, organs, and cells one at a time, regarding the past as past because we have passed through it, and the future as yet to be because we have yet to experience it. Just as time as a whole constitutes an integral organism, so it is with the various time bodies designed by the Creator of time as distinct components of the universal time body, the day, the week, the month, the year, etc. Each of these has its own head, a neurological center which generates, processes, and controls the stimuli and experience of its body. So, if we learn to be sensitive to the structure of time, we can transcend the sequential timeline of our lives. If, upon entering the head of a particular time body, we imbue it with a certain quality and stimulate its potential in a certain way, we can profoundly affect the days and experiences of that entire time body, whether they lie in our future or our past. 48 hours. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the name literally means head of the year, are 48 hours that embody an entire year. On Rosh Hashanah, we recommit ourselves to our mission in life, reiterating Adam's crowning of God as King of the universe, a commitment that becomes the foundation for our service of God throughout the year. Rosh Hashanah also commences the 10 days of Teshuvah, which culminate in Yom Kippur, days especially suited for soul-searching and undertaking new initiatives, since resolutions made on these neurological days of the year are far more effective. Having stimulated the brain, the body readily follows suit. On Rosh Hashanah, we also pray for life, health, and sustenance for the year to come, for, in the words of the Unatana Tokef prayer, Rosh Hashanah is the day on which all inhabitants of the world pass before him as a flock of sheep, and it is decreed in the heavenly court who shall live and who shall die, who shall be impoverished and who shall be enriched, who shall fall and who shall rise. It's all in the head. On Rosh Hashanah we enter into the mind of the year. Our every thought, word and deed on this day resonates throughout its entire body.